Hello, everyone. This is Kateri, and this is Random Talks. I'm sorry that I haven't been on my podcast for the past... Actually, I really don't know how long it's been. Maybe 2 weeks. Well, we've had a lot of car trouble. My husband's not been going to work. And so I just really haven't had time to myself, really, to sit down and write, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now. I'm sure you guys have all heard about the riots. And here on my reservation, we have had a lot of deaths as well due to violence. And I'm not even going to go into any of that, but I just want to say that the families that were affected by that are in my prayers. And for those of you that are just now joining me, you might want to go back to my very first podcast and re-listen. Because right now what I'm doing is I am reading you my chapters of this book that I am writing. And right now I'm on chapter 3. And like I said, I haven't been writing, so I just finished chapter 3 and you guys are finally going to hear it. And it's not very long, so... But chapter 4 is going to be good. I mean, the whole book is going to be good. But I know you guys have been patiently waiting, so I'm going to get started. And then we'll talk a little bit more about my art that I've been working on after, if we have time. Because we're already a minute and a half in. So here we go. Chapter 3. And this is taking place October 21st, 2010. Now, this is 10 days before the very first chapter. So we're going back a little bit and we're going to learn a little bit about the backstory and why this book is called Winter Count. So you're going to learn why this book is called Winter Count in this chapter. So here goes. Chapter 3. October 21st, 2010. When Katerin finally got home from her long discovering walk, she took the book into her art studio and sat down at her table. She turned to walk back out as she thought to herself, what could possibly be in that book? She looked at the book as it lay on her art table. It was as if it was calling her and telling her, open me, open me. Katerin knew she needed to finish her morning routine, but for some reason she could not bring herself to walk away from the book. She walked back over to her art table and she sat down. As she stared at the book, she wondered how she could get it open. She didn't want to cut it because it would ruin the leather. She reached for the strap to give it one more try. As she was about to grab the strap, the book fell open. She was surprised and a little afraid to see what was inside. She opened the front cover and slowly because it was very old. The paper inside was thick. It looked like it could possibly be hundreds of years old. I mean, who knew? There was a handwritten note on the inside front of the front cover. It read, this book contains the key to unlock the gifts that have been long buried. Your life is about to change completely. So unless you're ready to change for the greater good, do not look any further. And place this book back in the ground where you found it. Once you begin, you will not be able to stop. And you will not be able to move forward into the book until you finish the task that is laid out before you. Should you accept, then please proceed. Katerin got a chill that went through her entire body. It wasn't a chill that scared her, but one that woke something exciting deep inside herself. She decided she would move forward. She knew she was different, and she knew this book was going to show her how to control the gifts she already had, and maybe gain a few more along the way. She turned the page and immediately noticed a sketch of a winter count. Her mind began to race. What could this possibly be? Katerin thought to herself. A winter count spell. A spell to take you to your past as well as your future, she read out loud. The first page read, you will need a buckskin hide, paint, paintbrushes, 3 candles, sage, and a lighter. Begin by lighting the sage and praying for good energy. You will need to paint 13 different symbols for 13 different years on the buckskin. Start in the middle of the hide. draw the symbols in a swirl going counterclockwise. Each symbol will symbolize something significant about that year. When it comes to the future years, close your eyes, clear your mind, and imagine what you need to paint. It will come to you. If you are a part of the Flying Owl family, that means you have the gift of sight in your blood. Use it. After you have painted the entire winter count, place the candles in a triangle. As you light them, continue to pray for a good journey. This will help keep the bad away as much as possible. Along this journey, you're going to learn a lot. Some will be lessons that you must learn. Some will be lessons that you need to teach others. You may take someone with you on this journey, but they will also learn the lessons that will be laid before them. The purpose of this journey is to prepare you for the magic that will be bestowed upon you immediately after this quest. You always knew you were different, didn't you? Katarin could feel the wave of magic sweep through the room. She knew her life was about to change. It was going to be a journey to get to the good that she had seen in her visions. But she was so excited for the trip. She decided she would put the book away for a while until she could fully wrap her mind around everything that had happened and decide who she was going to take on this journey with her. She went out and finished her morning routine. So that's the end of chapter 3. And again, it was very short. But you know why it's called Winter Count now. Now, I haven't fully thought this book through. It's something that I dream about. It's something that I think about constantly. And I'm just going to make it up as I go. So if there's something that I have put in here that shouldn't be in here, like maybe I said something wrong, that I wrote something in chapter 1 that I shouldn't have wrote in chapter 3, or, you know, feel free to message me. Message me on my art page and let me know. So my art page is www.facebook.com/randomartbykwilson. So check that out. That's all my art that I've been working on. That's something that I have been doing for the past couple weeks now, since I haven't been writing. I've been doing a lot of art. There's a lot of art that I haven't even published yet. And I'm really, really into this 1880 railroad map. And so that's what I'm using for all my art. I'm putting that as my background, and it really looks awesome. It's kind of, I guess, my version of ledger art. What else has been going on? I haven't been making masks, so if there's anybody looking for masks or anything, you'll have to definitely put in a request, because I don't have anything made. And also what I've been working on is my children's book, Tyler Meets Hauhepiwi the Moon. And it's a creation story. I'm pretty sure I read that already. I think you might be able to check that. I'm not positive on that. Sorry, my brain. I got so many irons in the fire. And you probably hear my dogs out there barking, so I better go check on them. We're only almost 9 minutes in, but I'm going to call this good, and I will get back to you guys probably Wednesday or Thursday. Have a good day. Be safe. Wash your hands. Wear your masks.